one of the newest Raptors. He's been over in Europe the past couple of years. Went to Iowa State, shoots the lights out, known as the Iceman online. Here's Matt Thomas joining us here on Overdrive. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys? How's everything going?
We're doing pretty well, man. Do you think you could ever find yourself in a position to blow out a shoe on the court like Zion did last year?
I mean, I would say, you know, since my game and Zion's game are so similar, you know, extremely explosive and versatile, you know, athletes, I think it's definitely possible.
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen for you. Just get on a heater from three.
And just run to the sidelines and stop and
blow a shoe. Yeah,
like, blow a right, shoe. Right, just, yeah, like stop on a dime and then see.
Yeah. I think that'd be a great welcome.
I think it's possible for sure. And then maybe, I mean, who knows? You know, similar to Zion, I'm sure eventually he'll get a signature shoe. So then maybe Nike would, you know, feel like they needed to make one for me to, you know, fit my needs also.
Right.
The MT55 dialed in.
Yeah.
The Iceman shoes. What's the story behind the Iceman on Twitter?
So I was in high school. It was like my freshman year of high school, actually. I was like 5'9", weighed 130 pounds, like had no business really being on the court. But I was skilled, so I was playing, and, you know, I hit a couple clutch shots late in the game and then hit a free throw. And then some of my teammates just, you know, said I had ice in my veins, and then it kind of turned into Matty Ice to the Iceman, and kind of stuck ever since.
Matt, what's it like walking in the locker room with the champs? I mean, I've been on a new team before in pro sports, and then when you first get there, you're kind of sick of the jokes going back and forth, and you're out of the loop. It must be even worse when they're the champs, the stories of having the trophy and all that. What's that experience been like?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bittersweet for sure. You know, obviously I'm extremely happy to be here, happy for the opportunity, and, you know, to join a team that, you know, has had so much success in the past. But then yet, like you said, you feel like, you know, you missed out, or, you know, I wish I could have gotten here last year, you know. And I'm sure
give me a ring.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm sure it'll feel like that next week, obviously, as well, you know, for opening night. But, you know, at the same time, it's just, you know, being around guys that, you know, just accomplished something so great, and yet they're still so hungry and so driven. It's motivating for me, too, to, you know, do everything I can, you know, just to maximize my role, whatever that may be, this season to help the team repeat.
Would you accept a championship ring if they gave one to you?
I would not. No, I would not. That's not. No, I mean, because, man, you got to earn it.
I would. I'd happily take it. I'd sell it if I had to, yeah, but I'd take it.
You wear it to the bar every night. What's wrong with you?
That's the move, actually. Yeah, the nightlife in Toronto. You're going to like it here, Matt.
Yeah, I've heard great things about the city. You know, I'm settling in so far. But no, I'm enjoying it so far.
Are you a Drake guy or what?
Yeah, I feel like that you kind of have to be, right?
Yeah, no, that's probably
you
tough.
Are now.
You better be now, I guess.
No, I've always liked Drake. I've always liked Drake.
All right, we're not going to find any old tweets like carving up Drake, will we?
I hope not. You know, I never even thought about that. Maybe I should go through my Twitter and make sure there's nothing stupid in there.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. You got to be careful with Matt Thomas of the Raptors. Opening night again Tuesday night. Sounds like Zion Williamson dealing with some knee soreness. I don't know where he would rank for you in terms of guys that you want to play against, but I'm sure you've been dreaming about this for a long time. Are you anticipating like a I've made it to the NBA moment in terms of who you might play against one night this year?
I don't know. That's a funny question because, you know, obviously it's just been preseason so far, but, you know, we were playing in Japan against the Rockets. You know, they obviously have some all-stars on that team, and, you know, when I got on the court, you know, when my number was called, it just kind of felt like any other game, to be honest. You know, once I got out there, you know, I just felt like I was playing basketball. But no, I'm really excited just to get things going for real here next week. We have one more preseason game tomorrow here in Brooklyn to try to get ready and then get things rolling, like I said, next week.
So, who found you from the Raptors? I mean, you're obviously a guy that's well-known. You were a collegiate player. You're an American. You're playing over in Europe. You're putting up big numbers. But in terms of the Raptors organization, you know, who came to you first and who made you the pitch, hey, we'd like to bring you over?
Well, I mean, all that stuff's kind of, you know, negotiated, and, you know, all those conversations are, you know, through my agent. So I probably should be paying him more for making this happen. But, no, I mean, I think, you know, the Raptors were a team that had been kind of in my corner for the last couple of years. Ever since I came out of college, they had had interest, and I did a pre-draft workout in Toronto, and I was actually all set to play with the Raptors in Summer League back in, like, 2017, and made a last-minute change. But they were always a team my agent had told me, you know, was following me and, you know, had their eye on me in my first, you know, my 2 years that I spent playing in Spain. And they just felt like, you know, this summer was the right opportunity for me to come over here.
He's on Twitter at @TheIceman_21, December 4th, 2011, 11:28 p.m. I love this Sprite commercial with Drake in it. Hashtag swag. So there you go, man. You got it covered. That was 8 years ago. You were loving Drake.
Oh, you just...
We found that for
like,
you.
I was lost for a second. I was like, that's great. Hey, so I'm safe then. I'm good to go.
You're all good, man. Welcome to Toronto.
I've been a supporter for the last 8 years.
There
right?
you go. Welcome to Toronto. Good luck Tuesday night and the rest of the way, and really appreciate you doing this for us.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There's Matt Thomas.
I love that guy.
Good guy. Fun
Let's
guy.
Have him on again.
Yeah, that was a good interview, man. He came in with the heat right off the bat. Big Drake guy from 2011. And you really don't have much of an option. When you play for the Raptors, you better be a Drake guy.